F980827, Communion with the Holy Spirit. Many have not understood the difference between getting into the presence of the Father and the presence of the Son, and being in the presence of the Holy Spirit by direct communion. Because they have not discerned the difference in the operations, they equate them as being the same thing, and they are not. When Christ came down from heaven to walk as a man among men, to be in His presence, the only thing needed was to be in His geographical location. And if you were walking with Him, there was no spiritual activity, no great spiritual labor involved, to turn to Him and ask Him the questions of your heart. You would simply have turned and asked, and He would have responded to you, as you see recorded in the Gospels. As my Son came down, so now has my Spirit come down to be among men. The difference is, He is not limited by geographical location. He is with every son, and He is with every daughter of mine all the time. I want your mind to be such that you understand you walk with Him every day, just as if you had been walking every day with Jesus while He was physically on the earth. I have sent my Holy Spirit to be in the presence of man. He is available to you at all times. You are to turn to Him with your questions, as if you were turning to Jesus, walking side by side with Him in the flesh. My Holy Spirit is with you, says the Lord. For this purpose He has been sent. It requires no great spiritual labor to enter into His presence, for I have sent Him to be in your presence, says the Lord. Again I say, as the Son came down to be in the presence of men, so now my Spirit has come down to be in the presence of men. He is in the presence of every man, all the time, 24 hours a day, in every geographical location. Walk and talk with my Spirit as though He were with you, for He truly is, says the Lord. Communing with my Spirit should be the most natural of all things to my Spirit-born children. Understand the practical reasons for which He has come. He is walking with you, going with you. He is with you all the time. It is just as if the Lord Jesus Christ Himself were walking with you and going with you in the flesh. You would not need to go through great spiritual exercise to commune with Jesus Christ in the flesh, were He with you every day. It requires no great spiritual exercise to commune with my Spirit, for He is walking with you every day. The problem is, my people have not learned how to commune with Him in spirit. They have not located the ear of their own spirit to hear Him responding to their questions. This is changing, for the message has come to maturity, says the Lord. My Spirit-born children shall commune freely with Him, whom I have sent to lead them, says the Lord. The Holy Spirit is nearer to you than your next breath. He is with you. He will hearken to your voice. He will commune with you as a friend, as a teacher, as a counselor, and as a helper. He has also been sent, and He is the one who brings you into the presence of the Son and into the presence of your Father who are in heaven. This does require the stripping away of the flesh. This does require quietness of soul. This does require often fasting of the flesh. Through the avenues of worship, it is my Spirit that brings your spirit beyond the veil of the flesh into the literal presence of the Son and of the Father. This does often require labor in the spiritual realm to acquire. But communion with my Spirit is not so. It is not required for you to labor to enter into His presence, for I have sent Him to be in yours, says the Lord. I understand He is available to you in the blink of an eye. In a millisecond, He is available. Commune with my Spirit. Commune with my Spirit, says the Lord. I am warning you ahead of time that this will be a hard concept for men to receive as you teach it. But it is my plan, it is my will, it is my purpose, says the Lord. Men will find this hard to believe. It is my purpose in sending the Holy Spirit that you receive instant answers for immediate problems. And it is my will that you receive answers ahead of time, before you even know of problems that shall come. Many, because of their experience in the past, because of the difficulty they have had in discerning the voice of my Spirit in their spiritual ear, will reject this as not being possible. But I ask you, says the Lord, if you were walking with Jesus Christ in the flesh, and you came upon any difficult situation, if you were to turn to Him and ask Him what to do, would there be long delay in His response? No, there would be no delay at all. Neither would He have to seek my mind for days to know how to answer you. You would ask, He would answer. You have no problem seeing how that would be were Jesus walking with you in the flesh side by side all day long. Understand that it is for this same function and for the same purpose that I have sent the Comforter unto my children, that you walk with Him and commune with Him. When you ask questions regarding any situation, it is my intention that you receive instant answers. Not only this, but as you commune with Him on a diligent basis, that you receive answers even before you are aware of the problems that are coming. He will lead you around many of them as you learn to just sit and hear His counsel. It is my will that you ask Him questions. The higher call of my will is that you just sit and listen to His wisdom, listen to His teaching, and listen to His counsel, so that you have the answers before the problems arise. I am warning you ahead of time. Men will have difficulty receiving this as truth, but it is the Father's plan. It is my plan, it is my purpose, it is the mind of Christ, and it is attainable for all who will attend faithfully in the classrooms where my Holy Spirit teaches. Many have known and have a reasonable concept that my spirit is not limited by geographical location. Most of my children have no difficulty with this, but most do have difficulty in understanding that my spirit is not limited by time. 1,000 years ago is today to him. 1,000 years from now is today to him. This concept is hard for the finite man to comprehend. But understand this, your spiritual mind is not finite. I have given you the ability to comprehend these things in your spirit. The natural man cannot know them, but the spiritual man can. Think you it is harder or more difficult for my spirit to give you the answer to a problem that shall occur 10 years from today than it is to give you the answer to a problem that occurred 10 minutes ago? Time is irrelevant when it comes to the operation of my spirit. He is not bound by time. I am saying this in many different ways to make sure you understand my purpose and my intentions for my children's communication with the Holy Spirit. There are 2 levels to progress to. I want you to walk in both of them. I want you to become expert at walking in both of them so that you can train others to walk in these paths. The first level, I say this plain, I say this straight, I say this with no equivocation. I intend for all of my children to walk in communion with the Holy Spirit to the point that they obtain instant answers from Him for every situation they come up against. That is the first level. When I say instant answers, I mean instant answers. It is not my intention that my children be hindered by being always behind in seeking my mind, the mind of Christ, for the situations they come up against. I intend for their communion with the Holy Spirit to be so constant that He, as one walking alongside them, just as Jesus would be in the flesh. In every situation, they are to turn to the Holy Spirit and ask questions to which they receive instant answers. My Spirit has access to all the treasures of wisdom that are in Christ Jesus the Lord. Christ has been made unto you wisdom. He has all wisdom. All wisdom has been imparted unto Him as a treasure for you. The Spirit I have sent to commune with you has instant access to all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ. I intend for those answers to be available to you instantly in every situation. This is level 1. In the natural realm, a man who is walking a narrow, rugged, and dangerous mountain trail needs light while he is on the trail. Walking the trail in darkness while believing for light to come 40 days later would be of no value whatsoever, says the Lord. It is the same in the realm of the Spirit. I sent my Spirit to light your path on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. He is walking with you stride for stride. He is available to you moment by moment. I have sent him to be in your presence, since you have difficulty getting into mine. He is with you. Commune with him as if that were so, for it is the highest order of reality. The second level where I desire my children to attain is where their communion with the Holy Spirit is such that he shows them things to come. Again, I say to you, time is irrelevant to my spirit. Tomorrow is today. Yesterday is today. For your mind's sake, I will give you this analogy. It would be as though you are on a journey for me on a path where I have sent you. Again, it is as if this journey were through a dense forest. The Spirit has come already and set your direction like a compass, so you do know which way to go. But as you cut down the obstacles that are in front of you to progress on the path I have called you to, they block your view of coming things. You can only see one obstacle at a time. Yet the level of communion I desire for my children is that he, by the operation within himself, lift you up above the forest, where you can see the path extending in front of you. For your mind's sake, I will say, it is as though you see ahead that your path will come to a river crossing, where the bridge has been washed out. You are to know this ahead of time. You will ask my spirit what to do, and he will show you another way to cross the river. As another example, he will lift you up and show you that the land you are about to cross has famine in it. There are no provisions there. You will seek his counsel, and he will tell you how to gather provision that will sustain you as you cross that land. Do you understand my mind? Do you now understand the plan of the Father for the Helper I have sent unto you? These are my intentions. I have not left you orphans. I have not left you to find your own way through this world of darkness. I have sent you my Spirit. I have sent him to be in your presence, since you have difficulty getting into mine. He is with you and shall be with you. Now, what is needful to attain to these two levels? The needful thing is the training I am giving you in this season, says the Lord. These are the very lessons that I intend for you to use to notch the trail, so that others who desire continual communion on this basis with my Spirit will know how to follow on the same path. You are notching that trail daily as you record my words to you. Has not my Son said, "The Comforter shall show you things to come"? He spoke the truth. This is my plan. You are able to attain to it, as are all believers, once they know how. Oh, how my body has neglected the Helper I have sent. My body has not understood nor discerned the measure of the help he has brought to them. My spirit has been neglected and scorned and treated as one who must stand afar off. Yet he will not depart from the assignment that he voluntarily accepted. My spirit agreed to walk in the presence of men, that all my mind and all my wisdom and all my counsel and all my power might be available to the sons of the living God. But as the Pharisees of old rejected my Son who came to reveal me, so has my body neglected my spirit who has come to reveal the Son. Neglect not your communion with the Helper. What I have spoken to you before, I speak now again to bolster your faith. You shall become expert at hearing the voice of my Spirit. His voice shall be the voice most readily and easily heard in your spiritual ear. No matter the roar of circumstances that come against you, no matter the viciousness of the attacks launched by your enemy, you shall rest in the counsel of the voice of my Spirit. His voice shall be louder than all. His voice shall be the voice most easily heard by you.